Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'd encourage you all to come grab a seat. There's plenty of seats available up front, and it's my honor to welcome you here to Homestead Miami Speedway, where this weekend fans from across the world will really recognize champions, three champions for our three national series, and we could not think of a more appropriate or timely moment to announce our renewed partnership with the Goodyear Tire Company. We could not be more thrilled. And NASCAR champions have been trusting Goodyear tires for more than 60 years, 64 to be exact. And with me here on the stage to my left is Brent Dewar, NASCAR president, Rich Kramer, president and CEO, Goodyear, Bill Elliott, 1988 Monster Energy Cup Series champion and NASCAR Hall of Famer, and Chase Elliott, 2014 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion and driver of the number 24 Chevrolet. And before we open it up for questions, we'd like to show a quick video that discusses our storied partnership.
Over a century ago, automobiles rolled off the assembly line and into the American way of life. However, man wasn't content to just drive. Man needed to race. NASCAR lies at the intersection of car culture and competition. This is a sport about people, athletes, competitors, innovators, and fans. It's a sport about back roads, sandy beaches, ovals, road courses, and the tires that make it a race. From Daytona to California, Atlanta to Indianapolis, New Hampshire to Homestead, fans tune in to watch the most competitive racing in the world and root for their favorite teams and drivers so that they can share in the thrill of victory lane. And through it all, there is one common thread. Goodyear tires have been here for more than 60 years. NASCAR and Goodyear proudly share the same values: passion, innovation, and hard work. All NASCAR Goodyear Eagles are made by hand in Akron, Ohio, and built specifically for each track each year. For more than half a century, NASCAR and its teams have trusted Goodyear. Petty to Keselowski, Senior to Junior, Allison to Harvick, Gordon to Elliott, Johnson, Bush, Suarez, and many more. NASCAR stars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow share something in common. They, like NASCAR champions since 1954, have raced and won on Goodyear tires. Here's to the next generation of NASCAR and Goodyear together.
Brent, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, thanks, John. Good morning, everyone. As the video says, we've had a storied history with Goodyear, more than 64 years, a great long-running partnership. And we're entering into a new multi-year agreement with Goodyear. We're very proud of that. Just like to say a couple comments. We've been entering this phase of increased collaboration with the race teams and the drivers through the council process. And, really proud of what Goodyear brings. And as we talk about what makes great racing, you know, it's where that rubber meets the road and the tracks. Each of the tracks are very different. And I had the pleasure of going to Akron and going through the facilities with Rich and the team, and to see these made-in-America, handcrafted specialty tires designed for each of our unique tracks, whether it's the surface, whether it's the banking, whether it's the size of the track. I mean, it's truly remarkable. And so, you know, this is about innovation. You know, NASCAR is a sport founded on innovation. And as we look to the future, partnering with the research and development with Goodyear, could not be more proud of that. I'd also say, for the team with Stu and Greg and all the folks that are with us every weekend, really hard work that goes into it, really making this seamless as much as possible. But also beyond just the passion and innovation to create these great tires is the marketing side of it. Goodyear has been very supportive of our NASCAR Salutes program that we're very proud of as we enter for Memorial Day and go to 4th of July and that part of the program. And last but not least is the green program. And you know, NASCAR green is very important, and finding a home for these tires beyond their useful life here on the racetrack is a very important initiative. So, Rich, could not be more proud of, I know the passion that Goodyear has both for the automotive tires and the racing tires, but I know, getting to know you as a friend, you're a real race fan, and that means a lot to us. You have that passion to bring it, so glad we're going to get to do this for many more years to come. So
thank you. Thanks so much. Well, Brent, thank you for those kind comments, and a particular thank you to you for our partnership in doing this. And also just like to say thank you to everyone at NASCAR for supporting Goodyear and getting to the point where we are today. And I'm going to tell you, this is a great day for Goodyear and a proud day for Goodyear because we truly value our relationship with NASCAR. It's a 60-year-old relationship, and even to put that in perspective, Goodyear is about a 120-year-old company. 50% of the time that we've existed, we've been partners with NASCAR. That's how deep and important this relationship is to us. And with a new multi-year agreement moving ahead, we look forward to that continuing going forward. And I think that relationship is really visible today with some of the drivers that we have here who use our product. We're so thrilled to see some of the drivers that have joined us here today, sort of legends, past drivers that we have here, current champions, and, of course, future champions as we go. Chase, I'm trying to put some pressure on you down there. But we're so thrilled to have all of you here with us today. But I also want to say a special thank you to all those individuals working in the garage and in the pits who really also give us feedback on what we need to do with our tires. Some of that feedback's good, some of it's critical, but that makes us continue to do our job and make better tires for us as we move ahead. So we really extend an appreciation to all those individuals as well. And if I could say, you know, why does Goodyear value this relationship so much? And it's really three things. And the first is technology and innovation. You know, from what we've done in the past, bringing a racing slick or a radial to the track, to what hopefully we're going to be doing in the future when we think about things like sensors and those type of things that are invading our space around vehicles. But we look forward to that collaboration to continue that innovation as we go. And I can tell you, you know, there you can do a lot of testing in a lab or on a test track, but there's no more grueling test than the racetrack itself. The technology that goes into a tire that can withstand the grueling conditions that a NASCAR race brings to us, that's what drives differentiation and innovation in our passenger tires as well. So that's so important for us. And the second thing is brand. And the simple way to say it is NASCAR fans buy Goodyear tires. And I've been coming to the track about 15 years, and I can tell you I see this all the time, most recently as a gentleman at the Martinsville race came up to me and thanked me for what Goodyear does for NASCAR, but more importantly, he said, please know that it matters that we buy your Goodyear tires out in the aftermarket. And for us, that's a key element of why we do this, to keep our brand at the top of mind of our consumers out there. And NASCAR helps us do that, Brent, as well. And the final thing I would just say is people. And Brent mentioned it, and Bill, you mentioned it a little bit earlier when we spoke of, we make hundreds of thousands of tires in our race manufacturing operation in Akron, Ohio. And there we have dedicated, proud men and women who are hand-making these tires and do it with such pride and craftsmanship, so much so that they put their name in every tire they make, and they're proud of the role they play at the race every Sunday. So we thank them. We thank all the engineers that do that. So those are the reasons that this is so important to us. And I'll just end my comments again by saying, Brent, you know, thank you. We appreciate the partnership. This is a proud and humble day for us to continue this going forward. And Sunday, NASCAR is going to crown a new champion, and we're thrilled that champion is going to ride on Goodyear tires. So thank you.
Bill, you've had a long history with Goodyear. Talk a little bit about your success with them.
Well, you know, as I walked in the garage earlier today, you look around and you see all the Goodyear tires stacked up, and you realize how for granted we take the Goodyear tires and where they have been and the amount of dedication they've done throughout the years. You know, I was fortunate enough to go when I started driving for Ray Evraham in the early 2000s up to the Akron, Ohio plant, and I was totally amazed at one guy building tire after tire and the dedication that those guys have. And that was, I think, if I could have went there earlier in my career, I would have been a whole lot kinder to maybe some of the comments I said throughout the years of whatever. You know, but still, the dedication that these guys have and the pride they have in their product, I think, says it all. And for them to come in and be a part of NASCAR for the amount of years that they have and continue on the support. And I agree with Rich. You know, the challenge these guys have to build a tire to withstand what we put them through or what we have put them through, and especially where technology has come today and the amount of, I guess confidence that we have as drivers to go out and put it on the edge the weekends and week outs that I did it, and, you know, for the next generation, for these guys to do it, you know, and it's just like, don't take them for granted. You know, they're there. They've been a part of the sport. They're behind us 100% and move forward. And I'm just so proud that they're still a part of NASCAR and will move forward as time goes on. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about them. They have done so much for us. And, you know, just to being able, like I said, to have that confidence to get in that race car and do what we did the years that we did it. And, you know, it's just, like I said, you just take them for granted. You know, it's just like, hey, man, it's just like the air you breathe every day. You just kind of take it for granted, and it's the same way what I feel like Goodyear. And like I said, for all the men and women that come out that either not only work in the Akron plant but come to here and mount the tires and all the things, all the little things that make all this work week in and week out, congratulations, guys, for the next number of years that you're a part of this sport. Thank you.
Chase, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think Dad said it best. I actually had an opportunity to go to the plant as well, and it just blows my mind every weekend to know that, you know, people are putting these tires together by hand. That they don't have a whole lot of machine help to do it, you know, and when they're laying the rubber and doing the things for that one tire, you know, we go through however many sets a weekend, you know, so just to know that consistency is there and someone's doing it a lot by hand is very impressive to me, and I think we put these tires through a tough time every weekend, and as time goes with these cars, we're making it just tougher and tougher for these things to hold up, and they continue to step up and be willing to take the challenge and build a tire that can withstand everything we put it through, which I think is impressive. And, you know, again, just thank you to all the men and women that do put these tires together and build the consistency they do in them, and the folks that come and mount them up every weekend. I think it's worth your time to say thanks or shake their hand or whatever, because without them, we wouldn't have a show. So appreciate everything you guys do, and thanks for the support, and looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. And with that, we'll open it up for questions for the media here in attendance. Please state your name and affiliation. Then there is a passed mic throughout the room. We'll start in the middle here with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire Service for Bill and Chase. How important is it for you guys as drivers to have a long-term exclusive relationship with a company like Goodyear that makes the tires?
Well, you know, from my part, it's all about relationships, you know, and I've had a lot of long-term relationships with different sponsors throughout the years, and it just that consistency there is week in and week out, you know, and for what the tire does and the engineers that come and help you and make you move forward as far as racing's concerned, that's just having that confidence. You know, when a new group comes in, you know, and I've been involved in other sports and other types of racing, and, you know, to learn the people and learn what you need, you know, these guys know. They've been there. They've been around. They understand it. They understand our cars. They understand the sport. And I think having that relationship is priceless.
I definitely agree, and you know, the confidence that we have every weekend, like I said a minute ago, I mean, to put these tires through what we put them through is definitely unfair, I think, to them, because, you know, we're asking them to do things that, you know, in a lot of ways shouldn't work with the cars being so close to the ground and very little air getting to the tires to help them cool off. You know, all those things matter, and as time goes, we're doing nothing but making that harder and harder by sealing them off and the things that we do to try to make them go fast. So confidence is everything, and especially when you're driving off in the corner, however fast we're driving off in the corner at nowadays, it's, you know, good to know that you have some confidence underneath you and has been there for a long time.
Any other questions? Bob.
Bob Hockrest for ESPN for Brent and Rich. Usually we hear this extension about a year before the contract ends. Brent, did you all look at anybody else? And Rich, was there something that you guys want in particular in this deal that maybe you didn't have in other deals?
I'm going to try the first part. There's definitely lots of interest, Bob, in the category. But for what Rich talks about, is it's a great showcase to put your tires and your product and innovation to the test. But candidly, we were always going to be with Goodyear. That was our commitment to make that happen. I think the reason it took a little bit longer is we're in a changing process. And so it's not business as usual for us at the racetrack, and lots of innovation happening. And so we spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the next generation, how we're developing the vehicles. We've put Goodyear through a lot of challenges with changing rules package year to year. You know, as we've seen, as we've come together with the race teams on the competition side, putting stability around the downforce packages, giving them an opportunity to work way in advance. It's a real challenge. We're asking our partner to do two things. To one, they have the integrity of the tire, so as a driver goes into those corners at high speeds, they know they're not going to have a catastrophic failure. We're also asking them to make the tires racier, to have the tire fall off, because we know fall off makes great racing. So a lot of the discussion we've had in this year wasn't around the contract and things of that nature. It was how we're going to work together in a different way in this area of collaboration around R&D and bring, you know, the very best of the R&D of Goodyear with the best in NASCAR and our race team. So we kind of knew where we were landing. It just took a little bit longer. And then, of course, the lawyers took a few extra months just for fun.
Yeah. No, I would echo that. And I would also add that we don't take anything for granted. We have to earn the right to be here. We have to earn the right to help NASCAR accomplish their goals, and it's important for us to take the time to understand what those are to make sure that we're advancing with Brent and his team to accomplish what NASCAR wants to do. And I think that's the essence of that collaboration that we have to have even more so going forward to deliver what NASCAR wants to deliver on the track. So we don't take anything for granted. We're going to work really hard. And frankly, the fact that those challenges are difficult are why we like it. The fact that those challenges are new is what gets us excited and working on these projects in the morning. So these things that we're talking about are, as you said, not really issues in terms of getting the contract done, just how we work better together to accomplish what you need.
Which is a really busy schedule. So we would meet for lunch or dinners in a variety of places as he's flying in from around the world and around my schedule as well. So it's been great.
We'd love to have time to take more questions, but unfortunately, we actually have a special opportunity to recognize this is about championships this weekend, and we have an opportunity to invite to the stage a special group of champions from across our three national series for a very special photo opportunity. I want to thank everybody for coming, and we'll welcome some past and present drivers for a photo op.